All right, let's get some answers today for Joe Wants to Know. We're trying to. We have a coworker, and she's a black successful woman, and she says that when it comes to dating, no luck for her. She cannot find a black guy that is successful and that isn't having a girlfriend, like in a relationship, engaged or married, you know, pretty much taken. She says, and the ones that she likes and, you know, kind of crushed when she finds out, majority of them, not all, but majority are with a girl that's white, you know, kind of fat, kind of big, and got that hair that's blonde, like from a box almost, like boxed, you know, blonde hair. 317-239-1009. Is that true? Is that an actual kind of a factor, a norm? Or is that just maybe something personal that happened to her, kind of like a big, you know, crazy overstatement right there? Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media this morning?
Stephanie says, I'm a bigger blonde, and I always get hit on by black men. I've asked some why. Some say because I look successful. Some have been honest and said bigger girls don't have confidence. I assume it's because they think they can control. And then Mike, who is a black man, said on Facebook, yeah, it just depends. My fiance is white. Black women are very aggressive and black men don't like that all the time. Some guys can't handle it.
See, I don't know. I feel like half that stuff's wrong. But let's talk to you. Keith, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What would you like to say?
Well, I'd just like to say I'm a bigger... and from my experiences, I would say most of the majority of the women I've dated are white.
Okay.
But I will say there's nothing like a professional, educated, beautiful black woman. When I see a girl like that, I am automatically drawn to her.
Yeah.
But I just don't see that many. But when I do, if I'm on a college campus or anything like that, or a professional setting, and I see a girl, a black woman like that, I'm just like going crazy.
Do you think that our coworker is totally out of line and she's just bitter because she's having problems in her own dating life? Or do you think, though, that what she's saying does seem to hold true, that you know a lot of black guys who prefer bigger white women?
When you say bigger, I don't know if you mean, like, most black men I know, like, thick.
Let's say fat. Unquote, thick. Let's say fat. No, I
fat.
Think, yeah, curvy, I would say curvy,
like,
and thick.
Like BBW.
Are the same thing. Yeah, like you're going to be using your hands to lift some stomach up.
I'll tell you what, though, the BBW part, from my experience and personal knowledge, what I've seen in the last 20 years, all the black guys, most of the majority of the black guys I see that dates BBWs, are guys that really don't have much.
What does that mean? Have much what?
Like they're unemployed. They're not self-established.
Why would that correlate? Why would somebody who's unemployed prefer a bigger chick?
Heat? Let's heat you know,
I don't know about prefer, but I know the bigger BBW white women who love black men, it's like they're drawn to them some type of way, and that black guy leans on that girl for support. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like I'm still not getting an answer.
Oh yeah, it's like he's saying like the bigger white girls will pay for stuff. Is that kind of what you're saying, Keith?
Pretty much. You know,
but
that
see,
girl
I don't see how
pretty much
weight. I don't see how weight correlates to that.
Well, it's all self-esteem. That girl pretty much is going to have low self-esteem. And most white men prefer, you know, the typical skinny, blonde, big breast girl. So most white men are not going to give them much attention. Whereas the black man, pretty much the ones that don't have they're not self-established, they don't have much preference.
All right. Hey, man, Keith, this is definitely a complicated answer. There's not like, well, this is what it is. What's up, Live the Web Girl?
So I feel like he's basically saying that black men who are unestablished will go for white, fat women because they have lower self-esteem, so they will put up with more because they aren't as confident. So they'll put up with more bullcrap.
I mean, that could be.
That's what it sounds like.
But in theory, though, too, yeah, like maybe if you know fat people, like I'm a fat guy, I'm probably less confident than like a muscular, skinny guy.
This is so interesting. I feel like this is like the weirdest thing we've ever talked about. It's blowing my mind. And also, by the way, if you are listening and you have no idea what BBW means, it stands for big, beautiful women, which is, you know, heavier set or whatever.
Do you drive a BBW?
Yeah,
I do.
I thought you had that. Like,
the ultimate driving machine.
It's a foreign car. Is it Desiree?
Yes.
Hey, what did you want to say?
I was thinking maybe she got cheated on or something by a bigger white woman, by a boyfriend.
Okay.
Like a
big fat white woman with that bleached boxed hair, like stole her man.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm also a white woman, but I don't have bleached blonde hair. I have black hair, and I'm kind of seeing a black guy now.
Now, can you define? And I know it's personal. Can you if you're big? How big is big? Are we talking curvy? Or are we talking like fat? I mean, we love you no matter what, but we're trying to understand exactly what's going on.
I'm curvy, not big.
Okay.
But I'm also 5'11".
So you're tall.
Hourglass.
Yes.
Dang.
Well, you just called and rubbed it in.
Yeah. Do you have any photos? Facebook, message us. No. Hey, thank you so much for calling
in. Yeah, on my Facebook page.
All right. You message us. Let's go to line number three. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's your name?
My name is Amy.
Hey, Amy. Thank you for calling in. What did you want to say about this conversation for Joe Wants to Know?
Well, these comments are irritating me, especially with Keith talking about, I'm a big, fat, white woman. I'm not a blonde, and I do like black men.
Okay, why?
I'm very confident in my size, because you have to learn to live with it if that's what it is. I'm a big girl. I'm also an abuse survivor. I do not let any man, black, white, red, purple, take advantage of me. I don't put up with nothing.
That's good.
So I'm just saying maybe your coworker reason is because she has a big, fat mouth, and that's what black men don't like.
I think
so that's probably her problem.
Okay.
I think you have a point there, right there. Hey, I think you said you had an abusive guy, and hopefully it's not too traumatic. Was that guy white or black in your past?
He was white, actually.
Okay. Have you kind of been towards black guys ever since then?
He's been deceased for 10 years, and I've liked black men for 10 years.
Interesting.
That's great, and you should be able to love who you love right there, though, too. But I also wonder, it's like, maybe it's like, okay, like whether it's right or wrong, but you think like, okay, one black guy did this or one white guy did this, I'm not going to date them because they'll all do this to me.
Yeah,
like, that
just,
way too, an experience you have, which is not right, but it's in your head. But I'm glad she's had somebody for 10 years.
Yeah, I have to say, and none of us are black, and obviously there's no black women on the show, unfortunately, but I feel like I would say that the one person who gets screwed out of this whole conversation we've had is black women. You've got people, you've got men in your own race saying that you've got too big of a mouth, so they don't want to date you and they prefer white women, and then you've got other black women saying, well, guys just want to date white girls anyway. Like that is like sad to me.
And you know what, like if it wasn't anyways, it's eye-opening, at least for us, like if we didn't think that way. But if we did, like I said, we're like the minority here at work. We work with primarily Hispanic and African-American people. Do you know how many I could list off, but I don't want to bring up names because then it would single out who I'm talking about?
Attractive black guys?
No, we have very attractive successful black men upstairs that kill it, and they do sales, by the way. If you want to advertise on the Joe and Alex show, we'll give you the number in a second, but also black women too that are successful. So I don't buy that I can't find a person of this race or that race is successful. There's successful people of every race and ethnicity out there. So that I call BS on that argument all day. Do you have anything else to say real quick? We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, I also think that it was like kind of unfair for just assuming that bigger women don't have confidence and aren't like proud of their body. Like that's so messed up. I just don't think that's the case at all.
I think it's another stereotype. You know what I mean? Like, oh, fat people are probably less confident because they eat all their feelings and their emotions.
Yeah, this was a good conversation this morning. I feel like I learned something. I was shocked by some things. It was definitely eye-opening.